This is the New England Patriots Roster Report Podcast on Patriots.com. The Roster Report Podcast is presented by Sullivan Tire and Bridgestone Tires. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Sullivan Tire Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, September 21st, 2012.
No skipping the music.
No skipping the music, and the very first Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast, in which I'll remember to call it the Sullivan Tire Roster Report podcast here on Patriots.com. Paul Perillo alongside myself, Andy Hart, and we have some big name, big moves this week. Obviously, fans are well aware that Aaron Hernandez injured his ankle on the...
Oh.
Are you going to interrupt me?
No, I thought you were talking about...
I was really flowing there. I thought I was doing
Greg
fine.
Greg Salas.
Aaron Hernandez injured his ankle in the Week 2 loss to the Cardinals, third play of action. He is now in a boot on crutches and using a little push cart that Ty Law made famous when he had lower leg injuries here in New England. To replace Hernandez, some people believe it takes not one but two men to fill the void. And coincidentally, the Patriots signed two guys this week. Old friend Deion Branch, former Super Bowl MVP, back in town, although he never actually left town, and his nameplate never actually left his locker next to Tom Brady's. Branch, a few days earlier, had said he still hoped to return when he was in attendance at the Troy Brown induction into the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon. And he is now back in the Patriots locker room. For those of you who want to see what he had to say, I urge you to head over to Patriots.com, where you can watch PFW TV. Paul Perillo had a very good interview with Deion Branch this week. And the other big name, new name, sort of, he worked out for the team a couple weeks ago, Kellen Winslow Jr., former first-round pick, athletic tight end, a guy who probably has the athletic ability, if he's healthy, to somewhat replicate Aaron Hernandez's duties on this offense. Similar build, 6'4", 240 type. Obviously not quite the athlete, certainly now after years of knee injuries. And he admits his knees are somewhat of a debacle, and he plays through pain and just sort of wills himself to stay out there. But he stays out there 3 years in a row, 16 games played, 75 catches last year. Before you would get into the analysis, Paul, I just want to go over the other minor moves. Nico Koutavidis was brought back, the special teamer. And the Patriots also released this week to make room for these guys, running back Flexi Lexi Hilliard, who had been actually playing in two back sets, fullback for the Patriots. Linebacker Mike Rivera. I know you're sad to see your Bombo go. Is that his name? Bombo?
Bombo, yep.
Go. And Greg Salas was released, cleared waivers, ended up on the practice squad. Kerry Taylor was booted from the practice squad. But the news of the week, Kellen Winslow Jr. and Deion Branch back. Let's start with Winslow. A, does he play Sunday? And B, what sort of role do you see not only for him Sunday, but sort of for the next couple weeks, as I think the assumption is Hernandez is going to miss a month plus?
I'm going to answer it in...
inverse order?
No, okay. Three different ways. I'm going to say yes on Sunday. I'm going to say I have no idea specifically on his role this Sunday. Good. Moving forward, I would think that he would be that wide receiver slash tight end hybrid pass receiver that Hernandez is. He's not going to be able to do all the different things Hernandez does for the Patriots.
Probably won't see him in the backfield,
right?
Lined up.
I wouldn't
imagine
you're going to have him do a lot of those things, but I do think you can somewhat replicate him strictly as a pass receiver, depending on how quickly he can get up to speed in this playbook. He admitted that it's a lot different than stuff that he has been familiar with, talking about the verbiage and whatnot. He's got to get up to speed with Tom Brady and figure that out. So this Sunday, I would expect him to be in the lineup on the field, Andy, but I don't know how much he'll play.
Packages, probably.
And how, yeah, I think they'll probably give him a couple of different things to learn, and he'll be part of those.
Now, excuse me, am I being too positive when I say that this seems like almost the ideal situation? You lose a guy like Hernandez, who clearly, you know, I talked about it. I thought he was going to have a 100-catch season. He was one of the stars of training camp. They threw him the ball all the time. Am I being too overly positive saying that Winslow is a probably about as good a replication of Hernandez as you could ask for in week three of a season?
Well, I think that, yeah, I think you're not being too optimistic. I think you're right. I think how many teams could lose a guy who is significant to that extent and have a guy available on the street? That's
a Pro Bowl guy.
That's, you know, certainly a, I mean, I don't even want to call him a poor man's. He's a reasonable facsimile as a pass catcher. Now, if he were here all along and up to speed completely with the system and the offense and had a relationship with Brady, I would say that, you know, it probably would be a pretty close replication. Again, not doing all the different things that Aaron Hernandez does. I don't expect to see Kellen Winslow serve as a running back and do some of that stuff, but I'm talking strictly as a tight end, as a pass-catching tight end, and even as a, you know, a part-time blocker. I got to think that he can do what Aaron Hernandez can do if he's up to speed.
The guy's essentially been a 70-catch guy everywhere he's been when healthy, despite not playing with Tom Brady or an elite offense. He's done it in Cleveland. He did it in Tampa. The one thing I want to ask you is he was shipped out of Tampa, traded to the Seahawks, who then cut him at the end of camp. And one of the storylines I'd heard out of Tampa is that he was maybe shipped out of town because they didn't think he was going to be on board with the Greg Schiano regime, the transformation, the power, whatever was going to kind of be enacted there, maybe more disciplinary-type coach, not the Raheem Morris players coach. Is that any concern coming into this situation with the Patriots, how he fits in terms of a personality in the locker room?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so because I feel like he, you know, maybe I'm putting too much stock. Maybe I'm guilty of what you thought you might be guilty of. Maybe I'm putting too much stock in my initial reaction. But listening to him, he sounds like he's thrilled to be here, very excited about what tight ends do in this offense. How do you put it?
They use tight ends the right way they should be.
Yeah, okay, the way they should be. I think he has a lot of respect for Belichick, and I think that he probably would have been fine with Schiano. But maybe they were a little bit worried about that preemptively and decided to not let it become a problem. And Schiano's also coming into the NFL. He's a first-year guy, whereas Bill Belichick has a huge track record. I think that Winslow, I'm not trying to sugarcoat it, he's had some discipline problems in the past. But I think that he probably comes here with a healthy amount of respect for Belichick. I'm not overly concerned about it.
Obviously, there's no concern with Deion Branch. I mean, he was here up until the end of training camp, was surprised to get released, and knows this offense, has as good a rapport with Tom Brady as anybody. So, you know, frankly, he could probably show up Sunday morning and still compete in a game for the Patriots. But what exactly do you think his role will be after us spending, you know, the better part of 2 weeks talking about why Wes Welker's not playing as much, why Wes Welker didn't start in week two? What's Deion Branch's role going to be moving forward in conjunction with Welker and Edelman and the other moving parts?
I think he's a huge insurance policy. I'm not sure that he steps into a prominent role in this offense if everybody is up to speed. I think if you have
so this isn't like 2010 where he comes in and catches 9 for 98 and against the Ravens.
Do you think so? I think unless
I don't
Winslow,
think so, Winslow's but I wouldn't be surprised.
Winslow to me is the big X factor in that. If Winslow can't really be counted on to be any part of the offense Sunday, then you might see Branch do a little bit more. But to me, they want to use two tight ends. They have for years. Since they had Gronkowski and Hernandez together, I would expect to see some of that. I would expect to see Lloyd out there all the time. And it looks like they want Edelman. You know, maybe Welker's role increases this week. I'm not sure if all that happens where Branch fits in other than as a fill-in. But if they don't get the two tight end sets as prominently as they want, then maybe he has to do a little bit more, at least initially here. But what they do know about Branch is that whatever they need of him, he'll be ready to do.
Sure.
You know, he's obviously been in the system. You know, he took 2 weeks off.
Right.
That's all.
My theory kind of with them two guys, I don't really say that proper English, but coming in is that Branch might be the quicker. So if you needed a guy to contribute this week, it
Sunday,
might be Branch
yes.
for a week or two.
I agree.
Then Winslow gets up to speed. Maybe you get back to what you kind of wanted to do with the Hernandez aspect of the offense. But we'll never know. Josh McDaniels, Bill Belichick will put that together. Now, I want to jump into something else as we kind of transition into the injury report here and go over that. Hernandez and Justin Francis, the only two players that are listed as out for Sunday. Justin Francis came down with an ankle injury, apparently in practice on Wednesday. Popped up, did not practice Thursday, Friday, is now out for the game, hasn't been active for the first 2 weeks. The Patriots released their fullback, Hilliard.
Mm-hmm.
Josh McDaniels has wanted to have a fullback, it seems, with Spencer Larson, Tony Fiumetta in the offseason, and then Hilliard kind of popped up and actually played for this team as recently as last week. Any chance we see a guy like James Devlin get bumped up to the active roster? Maybe Francis goes on IR and we say, you know, Josh has to have his fullback in the game. He wants his fullback. And even considering he lost Hernandez in those some roles where he lines up in the backfield. So
that's interesting.
Could we get a Devlin promotion on Saturday?
Yeah, it's interesting. I wouldn't completely rule it out. I would be surprised, however. I'm not sure. I mean, this is a fullback who's made a position change,
right,
too. I'm not sure. I'm not sure that that gives you the best opportunity. But he has been here for a few weeks, so you know, ostensibly he's immersed into the system a little bit more than just a guy coming off the street. So I suppose you can't rule it out based on track record. Bill does that a lot.
Yes.
On Saturdays, you see a guy get elevated from the practice squad. Usually it's a little bit later in the season,
mm-hmm,
you know, when the injuries are really preventing him from having 46 players, 46 healthy bodies. I'll tell you, yeah, I don't think it'll happen, but it's an interesting thought.
Elsewhere, 10 guys listed as questionable. A couple of them interesting names that popped up midweek, guys that haven't been on the previous injury reports. Wednesday, Brandon Lloyd popped up with a limited participation with a thigh injury, limited all throughout the week, and then questionable on Friday's report. Logan Mankins popped up on Thursday as limited participation with a hip injury. He is questionable. Brandon Dedrick had an ankle injury. He popped up on Thursday, limited participation. He remains questionable. Those guys are obviously, certainly with Mankins and Lloyd, you're talking about two starters and key parts of the offense. Any concern with either of those two guys in terms of being limited heading into a big game like this?
Yeah, I have a lot of concern about Mankins, and I'll tell you why. I have no idea about the injury. I couldn't tell you, you know, the severity. I automatically, when I see questionable guys on the Patriots injury report, I automatically assume they're going to play.
Mm-hmm.
My concern is this. He has been pretty available in the locker room.
Yes.
So far in the early season, the end of preseason and into the first week or two of the regular season, we have not seen him in the
right
locker room this week.
We didn't see him last year.
Exactly.
When he was hurt all year, playing through what has now been reported as an ACL that he played through.
That's
all
why
year.
I have concern.
I would be concerned and concerned because of the spot. You know, you're talking about Ryan Wendell at center. You're talking about Dan Conley maybe back at right guard. Vollmer now finally playing into shape, maybe at right tackle. Now you're going to take a step back if Mankins is limited or can't play, anything like that. That offensive line has had its struggles early, and you certainly don't want to lose the guy who is sort of the keystone of that offensive line in Logan Mankins. The rest of the guys, I mentioned Conley, remains questionable with the concussion. Alfonso Denard remains questionable with the hamstring. Daniel Fells, questionable with the shin. Could we see him this week with the injuries at tight end?
I think there's a chance.
The limitations. Okay.
He was also much more visible in the locker room this
sure
week, I think, than he has
sure
been.
You're big on the locker room reads. Nick
well,
McDonald,
it's a dangerous game
offensive
to play.
Line, shoulder injury, still questionable. Sterling Moore, cornerback, knee, questionable. And he obviously went from not playing in the opener to playing a lot in week two. See how that unfolds with he and Razai Dowling, who is not on the injury report despite not playing last week while
that's
active.
That's an interesting point that you bring out there.
Thank you, Paul. And Sebastian Vollmer, as I said, his reps have been increasing at right tackle. He remains limited participation, questionable with a back injury. And Patrick Chung, full participation all week, probable with that shoulder issue. We've seen him wear the apparatus on the arm that they attach to the shoulder pads to limit the range of motion there. No huge injuries. Ja Reed tackle is out for the Ravens. And then they have a bunch of guys, Paul Kruger, Jamal McClain, Pernell McPhee, Michael Ord, Bernard Pollard, Ladarius Webb, all probable. Full participation for all of them in their Friday practice, so I'm assuming they're all going to play.
Yeah, Kruger didn't play last week, by the way.
But full participation.
But full participation on,
sounds good.
On Thursday and Friday, he looks good to go.
Patriots, Ravens, Sunday night football, football night in America. Big game, rematch of last year's AFC title game. When everybody knows how that one ended, in good fortune for the Patriots, coming off a little bad fortune in a similar manner last week. Will they bounce back on the road in a tough environment? Ravens have won 11 games in a row at M&T Bank Stadium. Will they make it 12? Which contender for AFC supremacy falls to 1-2 on the young season? We'll find out on Sunday night. Before kickoff, make sure you tune in to Patriots.com for the Patriots pregame social presented by Dunkin' Donuts. 6 p.m. we kick off. Music's getting louder, so I gotta go really fast. We'll talk to you next Friday on the Sullivan Tiger Patriots.com roster report podcast. Peace out.
This has been the Sullivan Tire Roster Report Podcast from Patriots.com. Bridgestone Tires, available in over 60 Sullivan Tire locations across New England. Visit SullivanTire.com/Bridgestone today.